goodness. I almost didn't recognize you. Who are you, and what have you done with the young man I met all those years ago? Come on. Come on in. As you can see, you're the first to arrive. I'm glad that my son has a good example like you, Mr. Punctual. Oh, you know your way around, don't you? Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Maybe you can help me with some preparations. Yeah? Attaboy. Come on. So, how has college been? I know it must be rough right around now, with a new quarter starting and all these exams being so fast-paced. I remember when I was in college. God, what a time that was. I bet you have all the girls chasing after you, don't you? I know if I saw a handsome face like yours in one of my classes, I'd be all over you. But, hey, that's totally inappropriate. Come. My God, you've gotten really tall. And really built, too. What is it that you've been doing all these years since I last saw you? Well, yeah, of course. I can see that you go to the gym, young man. Anybody could see it. My, quite the flatterer, are you? Well, between Pilates and dance classes, I guess you could say I have my hands and my body pretty occupied. Do you like this dress? My son said it was a little too much for just a Thanksgiving party with her close friends, but I want to know what you think. Yeah? Do you like it? I mean, just, you can be honest. I know I'm not as young as I once used to be. Definitely not as young as the girls your age. But I think I can still clean up pretty well. Okay, I'll do a spin for you. Ten out of ten? Really? Well, that is surprising. You're not just saying that to be a gentleman, are you? Oh. Promise you're telling the truth. Good boy. So, I needed some help in stuffing this turkey. You see, I just got my nails done, and I kind of need an extra set of hands to get all up in there. Yeah, you would do that for me? It's not too much to ask, is it? Good. Come on. You're such a good little helper. Here. It's already laid out on the counter. And here's the bowl of stuffing. So. Oh. Hello. Hey, young man. Can you pay attention? Do you even know where the turkey is? I mean, you've been staring at me this entire time. It's kind of hard to tell if you're focused. Oh. Eyeing me up and down. That's quite forward, don't you think? Well, I mean, I always knew that you boys had a crush on me. He would come home, walk in the door, all frustrated. telling me that you guys keep bullying him. And every time I would ask him what the matter was, he would always end up blaming me. Me? God, of all things in the world, why would I be the cause of him being bullied? So I asked him, and he said all his little friends thought I was hot, and they would all talk about how they would ban me. Oh, don't blush, young man. You know, you're the one who would always start those conversations. Talking about your friend's mother like that. Such a naughty boy. I almost went up to you and confronted you, but he thought it would be too embarrassing. Well, honestly, I thought it was quite flattering. Maybe to him, it was shameful, but to me, knowing that an older woman was still desirable to a bunch of young men like you, now that, I confess, was pretty hot. Is that why you accepted his invite to our home for Thanksgiving after all these years? Really? Oh, you just wanted to see how I was doing. So, young man, how do you think I'm doing? Aging like fine wine. Aren't you the flatterer? Well, there's really, really no need to flatter an older woman like me. You can save all those compliments and flattery for girls your own age. Isn't that what you like? Pretty, sexy, little college girls. No? You have another type. Well, are you going to share with the class, mister? Oh. Older. Sexy. More experienced. MILFs. Oh, don't worry, I know what that term is. I'm surrounded by a household of men all the time. I've seen enough porn magazines to know what a MILF is. And so, would you think I'm a MILF? Oh yeah, the ultimate MILF. Oh, you really are such a gentleman. Well, that's awfully convenient for you, isn't it? Knowing that it's just the two of us alone in the house you used to come over for sleepovers. Your friend's mom standing in front of you in a low cut, tight red dress. Oh. You know, it's been such a long time since I've been intimate with anybody. Honestly, I'm glad you came early. I just don't want him finding out that I think his friend is cute, obviously. Why don't you come over here, young man? I need your opinion on this, too. My, for a young man, you're quite experienced. All these preparations, they can wait. I think I need to be stuffed and filmed. More than anything in this house. If you really want to do this, we don't have much time. You're gonna have to fuck me right here against the counter. We've got only a few minutes before everybody starts arriving, and if I'm not there by the door to answer them, they're gonna think it's suspicious. Especially if I'm up in my bedroom with my son's friend. So fuck me right here, right now. I'm giving you permission. A free pass to do whatever you want with me, your long-term crush. They say MILFs do it better. Don't you want to test that theory out? There's a good boy. Here. Bend myself over. Do you like the view? Oh, you love these hips, don't you? Not to mention this big, sexy ass. Come on. Quickly, pull my dress up. Let's do this. And if you're gonna do it right. Okay? Don't disappoint me. Pull my thong to the side. Pull your pants down. Don't keep me waiting, young man. I know that cock is already throbbing hard and ready to go. All you need to do is push it into my warm, soft, inviting. Mature cunt. There's no tomorrow. Oh, good boy. Oh, shit. Oh, it feels so good. Oh, it's always been a fantasy of mine. Lying what they said, he almost had to do it better. It's been so long since I've been fucked like this. Good boy. Yes. About my little pussy. Feel me gripping around your shaft. Oh, you're making my eyes roll into the back of my head. Oh, your cock is so big. Oh my. And so hard. Oh, it feels... absolutely wonderful. Penetrating. My need aching. Mature pussy. Does it feel good? Pounding into my soft, bouncy ass. Feeling my pussy grip around you. Tighten. Squeezing around. This was the only helping hand I needed. Can you believe it? You're fucking his mommy from the back. Knowing that you're finally fucking the woman that you've fapped to for all these years. Yes. I can tell by the way you're pumping into me how frustrated you are. How long you've wanted this. How long you've wanted my mirror. Into me like such a good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, good boy. Oh, I think you feel so good. You really know what you're doing. Good boy. Yeah, I do feel your body being up. The resistance you feel back there is my cervix. It just means your cock is that fucking big. It feels good every time you hit it. Oh, don't worry. I'm experienced enough for you to get rough with me. Building up in me. Oh, I think I'm gonna come on your cock, young man. Oh, I think I'm gonna come all over your hot young cock. It's okay, you can come with me. Come with me. I have an IUD. You can come and flood my womb with your cum. Yes. My whole body is shaking. Good boy. You really know how to treat a woman. Why don't you come over more? I can make you pies and all your favorite foods. And then, when he's gone, you can fuck me like this every time. Every single time. I'm here whenever you want your fill. Now, I can hear the cars pulling into the driveway. Let's get all cleaned up now, shall we?